Concours écrit comme 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise.
Texte numéro 18. Worried parents point students towards degree that enriches more than the mind. Parents worried about high university fees are overseeing their children's degree choices to help them to avoid becoming unemployed graduates with crippling debt. Many universities will charge students £9,000 a year from next autumn, a threefold increase on the present tuition fees. Figures released last month showed that degree applications from British candidates for next year have fallen by 15%. However, with the deadline 2 weeks away, some universities are experiencing a surge of last-minute, carefully honed applications from cautious sixth formers who have taken time to consider their options. Last year, candidates adopted more of a scattergun tactic, with many desperate to get onto any course before the fees increased. Parents concerned about the higher costs appear to be hovering over their children at each stage of the application process and steering them towards career-orientated degrees such as accountancy and law. Paul Lazell, principal of Royal Holloway, part of the University of London, said, "We're recognising that parents have a very strong vested interest. They're wanting to make sure their children are getting value for money and making the right choices, and will have some sense that there's life after a degree. I think there's been a lot more shopping around. Record numbers attended our open days this year." Professor Lazell said that parents were particularly anxious about non-vocational courses. "It's about who is doing the teaching. What are they taught? Those are the discussions we're having. None of them is saying, why are you charging £9,000 rather than £8,500? Ian Blenkhan, head of admissions at Exeter, said, "Students are becoming more particular. Whereas in previous years they made sure they applied to a range of universities, now they're focusing their ambitions. They are more concerned about getting value for money. More parents have been joining sixth formers at open days, wary of student debt and keen to ensure that their children end up with something to sell in the job market." UCAS, which handles applications, will release its latest figures next week. Some 158,387 applications had been received by November 21, which is 23,427, or 12.9% fewer than the same point a year ago. British candidates made up 133,357 of these applications, down 15.1% on last year. Fin, texte numéro 18.